Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, on Monday night, Alabama football burned me. On Tuesday night, Alabama basketball burned me. I'm glad I don't have to bet Alabama today. We go 5-3 on the card last night. We turned profit, but it could have been a little bit better. We started 5-1. We hit in the NHL with Florida. They buried the biscuit quite frequently, gave us a nice easy winner. And then we hit Fairfield, James Madison, Dayton, and Syracuse in college basketball. Our lone loser in the early session was on DePaul. And maybe that was a little sentimental on my part. So then we needed to split between Florida State and Alabama to have a $359 day of profit. Florida State only wins by one, so they didn't cover for us. Then Alabama loses outright. So we end up making $168.60 on the day, and we move on to the next. So today on the card, we have one game on the frozen pond, and we have seven more games in college basketball. So on the frozen pond, we're going to play Dallas minus the 1.5 over Seattle at a plus 130. So two great trends in hockey. I love to play a team after they fire a coach, and I love to play a team after their coach goes off and gets fined. The Dallas coach got fined after Sunday's game, so I'm going to play him tonight. Well, it makes it a little bit easier considering they're playing Seattle. And the Kraken have lost six straight, and they're just 4-9-2 on the road this year. Meanwhile, Dallas, the Stars, are 13-3-1 at home. I'm going to play Dallas minus the 1.5 over Seattle at a plus 130. Next up, we go to college basketball. Your play of the day is Duke minus 4.5 at Wake Forest. So I get it. This is a conference road game against an up-and-coming program, but I'm not going to pass up an opportunity to play a Final Four-type team coming off of a loss, favored by less than 5, against an unranked opponent. It's too good to be true. I wish Duke had a few more true road games under their belt, but the neutral site wins at Kentucky and Gonzaga still impressed me enough to trust them. Duke was laying 18 against Georgia Tech just a week ago, and they were laying 15 against Miami over the weekend. Proceed with caution. I normally lose games when I like it this much. I like the Blue Devils a whole lot today, minus the 4.5 at Wake Forest. Next up, we go to Gainesville. We like Florida, plus the 1.5 over LSU. So yes, I'm a sucker for these types of games. In one corner, you have LSU, ranked number 12 in all of the land. They're 14-1 on the season, coming off back-to-back top 25 wins over Kentucky and Tennessee. In the other corner, you have Florida, just 9-5 on the season, 0-2 in the conference with back-to-back losses, plus they're the same team that lost to Texas Southern earlier this year at home. But I still remember the early season Gators that beat both Ohio State and Florida State. And there's nothing like a hungry gator in the swamp. Chomp, chomp. I'm on the Gators, plus the 1.5 over LSU. So let's head across the state to Orlando, where we like Central Florida, plus the 1.5 over Memphis. So Memphis is starting to look like the team that we expected in the preseason, winning three straight, including a nice 7-point victory over Cincinnati on Sunday. Meanwhile, Central Florida, they beat Michigan, and then they've had a 2-game hangover, losing to SMU and Temple. I think Johnny Dawkins will have the Knights ready, though, to defend the home court tonight. I'm on UCF, plus the 1.5 over Memphis. Next up, we go to the ACC. It is Georgia Tech, plus 2 at Boston College. So both teams know how to lose. Boston College has lost 4 straight. Georgia Tech has lost 3 straight. I might be one of the few people left in America still picking Josh Pastner and his Yellow Jackets. This team has already racked up 8 losses this season, but I think they're closer than you think. I'm taking the Yellow Jackets on the road, looking to avoid the 0-5 start in the ACC. Next up, we go to the Big East. It is St. John's plus 11.5 at UConn. So I get it. St. John's has covered just one of their last 10 games. But this line is disrespectful to Mike Anderson and the Red Storm. St. John's was only a 3.5-point dog at Providence over the weekend. And they had a 7-point lead at one point in the second half. Old St. John's coach Louis Carnesecca, he turned 97 last week. Give the man a late birthday present. I like UConn, but this line is about 5 points inflated, in my opinion. So I'm going to take the Red Storm plus the 11.5. Next up, we go to the ACC. It is Notre Dame plus the 2.5 over Clemson. So I didn't expect these two teams to be near the top of the conference at this point. Clemson has won 5 of 6, including road wins at Virginia and NC State. Notre Dame, meanwhile, they've won 5 straight, and their last 3 wins have been by a combined 10 points, so nothing has been easy. It's tough to win 3 straight games, though, in the conference as an underdog, so I'm going to fade Clemson tonight and take the Fighting Irish minus the 2.5. Then your final game on the card, it is Virginia minus the 1.5 over Virginia Tech. Ugly. Both teams already have 6 losses this season. Virginia Tech is finally healthy. They've had COVID struggles, and now they've dug a deep hole, starting 0-3 in the conference. Meanwhile, Tony Bennett's Cavaliers have some ugly losses, but they do have a win over Providence in addition to their 3 wins in conference. This isn't a great team, but they've shown me enough of late to back them at home. So I'm going to take Virginia minus the 1.5 over Virginia Tech. So let's recap your card for a Wednesday. On the Frozen Pond, we like Dallas minus the 1.5 over Seattle at a plus 130. In college basketball, your play of the day is Duke minus the 4.5 at Wake Forest. We also like Florida plus the 1.5 over LSU. We're on Central Florida plus the 1.5 over Memphis. We like Georgia Tech plus the 2 at Boston College. We like St. John's plus the 11.5 at UConn. We like Notre Dame minus the 2.5 over Clemson. And we like Virginia minus the 1.5 over Virginia Tech. So that's your card for a Wednesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everybody.